Okay, if these principles are so powerful, you might be thinking, why are they not commonplace in business? Why do we not use these words every day? Well, change has a first start in the mind. If we think back to our pitch to Bob, in order to apply the principles that underpin the miracle of the human immune system, we first need to think differently about business. Now, typically, when we think about business, we use what I call mechanical thinking. We set goals, we analyze problems, we construct and we adhere to plans, and more than anything else, we stress efficiency and short-term performance. And don't get me wrong, this is a splendidly practical and effective way of addressing relatively simple challenges in relatively stable environments. It's the way that Bob, and probably many of us, myself included, process most business problems we're faced with every day. In fact, it was a pretty good mental model for business overall until about the mid-1980s, when the conjunction of globalization and a revolution in technology and telecommunications made business far more dynamic and unpredictable. But what about those more dynamic and unpredictable situations that we now increasingly face? I think in addition to the mechanical thinking, we now need to master the art of biological thinking, as embodied by our six principles.